Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillahi wahdah, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Alhamdulillahi wahdah, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers. Last night after Isha, sitting with some brothers, I opened this kitab. It is Ruh ki Bimariya aur Unka Ilaj, Diseases of the Soul and the cure for that. We are all suffering from spiritual ailments and physical ailments, but physical ailments we give a lot of importance to, and there's nothing wrong with it, because this body is an amanat. We will not be able to make our ibadat, our zikr, our tilawat. We will not be able to make our salat. We will not be able to earn halal livelihood, go to the marketplace, go to the Darul Uloom to study, or go to the Hifz class, or go to the college or university. A person will be able to do nothing if he is bedridden. So it is an amanat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala given to us, and it is our duty to look after this amanat. But at the same time, we have to understand that why are we looking after this amanat? We are looking after it so that we may be able to fulfill the laws of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, not for just enjoyment, fun and pleasure of the haram kind. Within permissible limits, or within sharia limits, whatever is permissible to enjoy, nobody says you must not enjoy. But people are just looking after their bodies for no other reason except to have haram pleasures. If they don't have strength in their bodies, they cannot go and visit the prostitute quarters, they cannot go to the escort agencies, they cannot engage in zina, so therefore they are looking after their bodies. All the other things that people engage in, which is not permissible. So if you have a fit body, it does not mean that the person must engage in those things which are displeasing to Allah Ta'ala. So amanat in its place, but we have to realize that that amanat we are looking after so that we may fulfill the commands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with a fit and a healthy body. So we give a lot of importance. You have heard that poetry of Hazrat Maulana Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh many a times. اگر جسم تیرا ذرا ہو علیل حکیموں کی سنتا ہے تو بے دلیل اگر جسم تیرا ذرا ہو علیل حکیموں کی سنتا ہے تو بے دلیل دوا تلخ سے تلخ پیتا ہے تو دوا تلخ سے تلخ پیتا ہے تو خوشامت طبیبوں کی کرتا ہے تو. If the body is a little weak, if there's some ailment, some disease, some sickness, so then at that time you listen to the hakims without any dalil. You don't question the doctors and the physicians. Whatever they tell you, you are prepared to do. If they give you bitter medicine, then you don't say that no, I am a person who is addicted to sweets, so therefore I must get sweet-coated pills. If he says surgery, then you say, no, that I am not ready for. You mean you are going to cut, chip, chop, slice? I'm not ready for that. So then this person will not get any cure. We accept whatever the doctor says, and we accept the prescription. If it is a bitter one, then we take the bitter one. And if that physician in his wisdom believes that the sugar-coated pill is better for us, then he will give us that. We leave it to the physician. So when it comes to our physical ailment, khushamat tabibo ki karta hai tu, we chase after the physician. We chase after the physician. We chase after the surgeon. We chase after the hakim and the tabib. That I've got this ailment, I've got this sickness, I've got this disease. But when it comes to our spiritual ailments, then at that time we are unconcerned. Whereas our spiritual ailments are not going to end with our death. It is going to carry on. The suffering of the spiritual ailments will be in the grave and in the akhirah. Teri aqla dunya mein kya kar gayi, magar fikr di mein kahan mar gayi. Look at what the aql of people has done, the intelligence of man. Look at the technology. It is mind-boggling, the kind of technology that we hear of. But all this aql is just in material things. Fikr di mein kahan mar gayi. When it comes to your fikr of your deen, then where did this aql go? Why did we not use that same intelligence? Why did we not chase after some spiritual tabib and say that I am suffering from jealousy, malice, greed, pride, arrogance, I've got envy in my heart, evil passions and desires are engulfing my heart. How do I get out of the sickness of casting evil and lustful glances? How do I come out of my addiction to television and movies, Hollywood and Bollywood? Why don't we show the same interest there? So this kitab is in reality a cure mainly for the people who have got the evil habit of casting evil glances. But it also covers a lot of other aspects. So then there was one section which said Kalam-e-Muntakhab, that from the poetry Hazrat Maulana Qiyumud Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, now he is choosing his own couplets. And the first one that was there, which I discussed briefly last night, was Hai jis dil ne piya khune tamanna barso, Hai jis dil ne piya khune tamanna barso, uski khushbu se ye kafir bhi musalma honge. That's the first one. We had some tafsir of the Quran Sharif over the past few weeks. We had some ahadith commentary, and now this is Islahi poetry. So this is not Layla Majnu Qissas. This is not Romeo and Juliet stories. This is for Islah. This poetry is not the poetry of those poets who day and night just keep on meditating and writing and writing and altering and scratching and changing. This is that poetry which was inspirational. So he says, Hai jis dil ne piya khun tamanna barso, uski khushbu se ye kafir bhi musalma honge. What this means in effect is this, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's laws, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ahkam, his commands, we agree that there is a little bit of pain on the heart for the person to make amal on. I'm not talking about those who are already waliullahs, those who are Allah walas, those who have got a connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala of such a kind that it is extremely difficult for them to sin and extremely easy to engage in ibadah, zikr, tilawat and every action that is pleasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Those people are of a different level and caliber. I'm talking about people like ourselves who are being tempted at every step, and we haven't built up that kind of muhabbat and ta'alluq with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as yet. So therefore every little while when there is a temptation, then at that time we start making high of souls. We making hasrat. We begin to sigh. I wish I was also able to engage in that same kind of evil, na'uzubillah. What's the number, Yusuf? Just see, just count here for a minute. Just bring that paper for. Right, just read it out quickly. 830851 ND. Please remove your car. 830851. And 330 85. Just repeat one more time. Whoever it is, just go and remove your car. It's obstructing somebody. And there are lots of people next door also, I don't know if one of their cars. Any case. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hai jis dil ne piya khoon e tamanna barso, uski khushbu se ye kafir bhi musalma honge. So every time that the desire comes to engage in any kind of haram, then at that time when the person is suppressing that desire, then there is a great amount of pain on the heart of the person, spiritual heart. Because his friends are engaging in drugs and in drink and rave clubs and discos and watching all the porn and reading the filthy magazines. Now he is a young person amongst them. Now he has to restrain himself. So it's not an easy task. But the person is doing it. He is restraining himself. So as he goes on and on and on, it is building up a kind of noor of taqwa in his heart. And when this person becomes habitual, that means now it becomes his habit to restrain himself from haram, then so much of noor of taqwa builds up in his heart that whoever associates with this person, even if that person is a disbeliever, but he will be impressed, he will be affected by that noor of taqwa which is in the heart of this Muslim. And many, many instances they have been recorded in history where people accepted Islam without even listening to a speech, just looking at Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Khaja Muinuddin Ajmeri Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayh, and so many others in history. Hazrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Alayh. They used to just look at their faces and they said, no, this person, there is something in his heart. It's like a magnetic effect that it has. It pulls them. So if with an open mind after that they make some inquiry about Islam, inshallah they will accept Islam. So he say, hai jis dil ne piya khoon e tamanna barso. That person who drank the blood of his evil desires for years, it's not a question of just one day, 2 days. One day the person is a waliullah. As I said, that the person on Monday night, Thursday night, if you see them, you say, this must be Junaid Baghdadi, Bayazid Bustami. And even they feel ashamed of his piety and taqwa. And then when you see him on a Saturday night, then Shaitan Rajim also feels ashamed of his actions and deeds. So that is not what we are talking about. That you please Rahman also and please Shaitan also. Kaaba ka tawaf bhi kiya. Ganga ka ashnam bhi, razi rahe Rahman bhi, khush rahe Shaitan bhi. So that doesn't work. So this person who for years now he is drinking the blood of his evil desires, so much of noor of taqwa has built up that ye kafir ki khushbu se ye kafir bhi musalma honge. That the fragrance that this person will generate, his actions will generate, his speech will generate, his sohbat and company will generate, that those who are disbelievers will accept Islam, and those who are believers but they have distanced themselves from deen, from sharia, from Quran, from sunnah, and they are doing the very actions and deeds that the kuffar and the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara are doing, then they too, with the barakat of the noor of taqwa which has developed in the heart of this person who has been drinking the blood of his desires, they will give up those actions and deeds which were characteristics of those who were disbelievers. For example, the person was going to the disco, to the cinema, or to the casino. The person wasn't making salat. The person was taking dope. When he sees around him that there's no cop. So now the person who was drinking, the person who was engaging in adultery, fornication and all kinds of haram, now with the barakat of the taqwa of this person, in his company, in his sohbat, and in his teachings, and in that noor that will be generated, that person will give up all those evils. Slowly you'll find that that person will also become of the walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So hai jis dil ne piya khune tamanna barso, uski khushbu se ye kafir bhi musalma honge. This is how the person who was a believer, he too will change. But the condition is this, that the person must become mustaqil. There must be istiqamat. Shukr hai dard dil mustaqil ho gaya, ab to shayad mera dil bhi dil ho gaya. Shukr hai dard dil mustaqil ho gaya, ab to shayad mera dil bhi dil ho gaya. It must be mustaqil, that the person must become steadfast. Accidental sins is an acceptable thing. It can happen. But persistency, that the person is addicted. He says addicted. There's no question of addiction. It is nafs and it is shaitan. But it is a willpower which Allah Ta'ala has given to the person, and he can use it. Allah Ta'ala has given him the himmat. If a person places a gun at his head and say, now let me see your addiction. You are addicted to drug. Now there's the drug. Take the drug and I blow your head. Now then see if he takes the drug. Then see if he goes and watches the haram. Then see if he goes to the casino. So it shows the person has got the himmat. So uski khushbu, from the fragrance. Because it's got a fragrance. The amal and the actions have got a fragrance. Every fragrance is not inhaled through the nose and the nostrils, like the fragrance of rose and jasmine and other kinds of flowers. So all fragrances are not inhaled like that. These are spiritual fragrances. They have an effect direct on the heart of the person. When you are brine, then when the meat is bright, the fragrance, the aroma of that bright, it permeates, it goes around, it travels distances, and if there's a breeze blowing, then it takes it for miles. So here these Allah walas, or these people, even though they may be not awliya-e kiram of that caliber, but these people who are restraining themselves, abstaining from sins, taking the pain on their hearts, drinking the blood of the evil desires, then there is that fragrance, there's that aroma now, which will permeate, it will spread. The breeze will blow that also. People in other parts of the world also will benefit from that fragrance. But the condition is this, that it must be genuine. It must be genuine. It must not be bogus. There must be no other motivation behind it. There must be no material gain, name, fame, anything behind it. Sincerely the person is engaging in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ibadat and is building up the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then uski khushbu se ye kafir bhi musalma honge. Then the next couplet that he chooses, wo jala uska nasheman, wo utha uska dhuwa. Wo jala uska nasheman, wo utha usse dhuwa. Yun kiya sayyad ne ta'ir ka samane visal. Which means that if you look at a nest, the bird finds itself very comfortable in that nest. It has built that nest, so therefore it flies around, and after its belly is full, then it returns and it relaxes in its nest. So the bird was finding itself in comfortable zone in that nest. But on account of that, the bird was not exposed to things far better and larger and more comfortable than that little nest. because it found itself very, very comfortable in that little nest. So in a similar manner, what happens sometimes is that we find ourselves very, very comfortable in certain conditions and certain situations. So, but before I discuss that, he says, "Wo jala uska nasheman." That the hunter, when he came around, he saw that there's a nest there, and this bird does not want to come out of that nest. But this hunter was not one of those that was trying to cause harm to that bird. He wanted to give that bird much, much better comfort and much better care, and feed that bird with his own hands and make it a pet that would receive all kind of attention. That is what that hunter wanted. But this bird wouldn't leave the nest, so he burnt the nest. When he burned the nest, the smoke rose from that nest. The bird flew out of the nest. When he tried to put fire, the bird flew out of the nest. He caught the bird. He took it away. Now this bird came in his hand. He took it away with him. And now he gave that bird a nice massive cage in which to fly around. He gave it water to drink. He gave it seeds and grains to eat. And he petted this bird. And after it got used, then he even opened the cage, that now you can fly around. So the bird flies around. In the evening again it comes back. And the person gives it full attention, full care. So he made visal. That bird got visal. That means it got a connection now with this master. Now what is he trying to explain to us through this? He says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's system also we can't understand. Many a times he takes away something that is giving us comfort, that is giving us satisfaction, that is making us complacent, that is making us feel that we have been born to live in this world and not to go into the hereafter, or which is sometimes distancing us from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Or sometimes it is not distancing us, but Allah Ta'ala wants to give us even more closeness. What the person is enjoying, some closeness and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, but Allah wants to give him visal and very, very close bond and connection. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes away that in which this person was finding some kind of comfort and relaxation, and he was becoming a bit complacent. Allah Ta'ala takes it away. And when he takes it away, now this person starts making hi, I lost this, I lost that. When in the meantime he didn't lose anything, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now is giving him direct attention and direct care and direct love and direct muhabbat, as long as he is obedient to Allah ta'ala in that situation and condition. That's all. And there are so many examples of this. Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala distances Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam from him. Look at the tears that he had to shed. Look at Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, through what conditions he went. After being taken away, being put in the well, then again sold as a slave, and then finally he ends up as a king of Egypt. And then Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam and all those brothers also come back there. So first something was taken away, and then look at what was given in place of that. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was told, take his army, take his people, the Bani Israel, and cross the Red Sea. Now they had to leave their homes, they had to leave their jewelry, they had to leave their cash, they had to leave their belongings, they had to leave everything. You can't take all that and go across the sea. After that, what happens? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them such kingdom. The same, if you have to look at different Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, look at the condition that he finds himself in, where he is finally thrown into the fire. After all the threats that his father gave, is a long story, but then finally he is thrown into the fire. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses that fire directly. Qulna ya naru kuni bardam wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Look at the close connection of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in that condition. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, they are made to leave Makkatul Mukarrama, the beloved city of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, the city of his birth. And when he was making hijrat, he turns towards Makkah Sharif and he says, "Oh Makkah, I dearly love you. If my people had not taken me out, I would have not gone. That's how he loved it. Kaabatullah Sharif was there. You think they liked to leave Kaabatullah Sharif and go away. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes him away to Madina Sharif. And then look at the battles. Battle of Badr, Battle of Uhud, Battle of Trench. All those things happen. Sulh Hudaybiyah, they come right there near Makkatul Mukarrama. They are told, turn around and go back. You can't enter Makkah Sharif this year, must come next year. All one-sided conditions in the treaty. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told that this is victory. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. And then we see conquest of Makkatul Mukarrama. Everybody is now moving freely into Makkah Sharif and the whole Saudi Arabia, peninsula of Arabia, all becoming Muslims. So this is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's system. So what it means is that we must not lose hope, we must not lose faith and don't lose trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That little tests and trials, you say, I rather commit suicide. I rather give up my life, take my life. And so many people say, I rather not be a Muslim, na'uzubillah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not seem to be listening to du'as anymore. They're engaging in haram and they're making du'a for haram and then they're saying Allah Ta'ala is not listening to du'as. Na'uzubillah. Even we have cases of that kind. So many letters we get from around the world. The person is making du'a for haram and then he says Allah Ta'ala is not listening and I rather give up my Islam and Iman. But that shaitan does not know that he has already left his Islam and Iman. When he's making dua for haram. One is the person is engaging in some haram, but considering the haram to be haram, then he's still a Muslim. But when he considers the haram to be halal, then there's no Islam left. So there's no question of losing hope and faith and trust in Allah Ta'ala. And we will take just one more and conclude for tonight.
ये चमन सहरा भी होगा ये खबर बुलबुल को दो ये चमन सहरा भी होगा ये खबर बुलबुल को दो ताकि अपनी जिंदगी को सोच कर कुर्बान करे
sufficient for nasihat if any person this is a majlis of islah and if anybody really wants to make islah then this one couplet is sufficient.
Ye chaman sehra bhi hoga ye khabar bulbul ko do ye chaman sehra bhi hoga ye khabar bulbul ko do taaki apni zindagi ko soch kar qurban kare.
Says this garden, autumn is going to come over this garden. All these leaves of the trees which are green today, they will wither and fall. They will dry up. The leaves are going to dry up. Go up country in mid-July and see what happens. On the road you will find those trees, they look like ghosts. Those trees which were green in summer, but when you travel up, they look like ghosts, no leaves, nothing, dry. So he says, Ye chaman sehra bhi hoga, one day it will turn to be a desert. All this green which you are seeing, it's not going to remain anymore. Those flowers with the beautiful fragrance, they are not going to be there anymore. A day is going to come over this garden when it will become a desert. If it's not autumn, then sooner or later there will be Qiyamah and there will be nothing left. Or some strong gale force wind will blow and nothing will be left. So therefore tell the nightingale which is singing away the praises of the rose that you must think very carefully before you sacrifice your life over this rose. Think very carefully before you sacrifice your life over that which is perishable, over that which is not going to remain forever and ever, over that which is going to cause you grief and sorrow and pain and hurt when it is going to be separated from you. giving us a lesson that in our life there are many, many things of attraction. Many things of attraction. Some of those things which are of attraction, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is displeased that we show any kind of attention, irrespective of what attraction they have. Because that attraction is going to be a distraction from deen, from Quran, from sunnah. And then no kind of traction will be of any help in any avail. After that, the person is going to lose his iman also. People have lost their iman, they have given up their iman and Islam over miserable coins. And some people over beautiful and pretty faces. They have said that what does it matter if I have to marry this woman, even though she does not believe and she is from the mushrika, what does it matter? As long as there is love. And many, many women have said that what is the problem if we marry this person, even though he is not a Muslim, but he has got love in his heart for me. So over faces, and sometimes over wealth, and sometimes over properties, and sometimes over other things, the person loses his iman. So ye chaman sehrawi hoga, ye khabar bulbul ko do, taake soch kar apni zindagi qurban kare. So that the nightingale may not just lose its valuable and precious time and life over something that is perishable and that will vanish and that will disappear and that will separate. So give your life to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Give your life to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then whomsoever Allah ta'ala says love, then we will love. Allah ta'ala in his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, love your parents, we will love our parents. Say, love your children, we will love the children. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever they say you are allowed and permitted to love, then we will love, because it is his hukam. But we have given our heart to none other than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then see what kind of sukoon comes in that heart. Because now the heart is not going to be attached to those worldly and material things. We will make use of those material things. You must have water for the boat to sail. The ship carrying huge containers, massive ships, can they sail in our Amgeni River? We say all these container ships must sail in our Amgeni River. How much of water is required? And deep, deep water to enable that ship to carry our goods from one part of the world to another. So it is required. There is no way that the ship can sail without water. But since that water is so beneficial to the ship, we say that rather fill it inside the ship. If somebody says that without water the ship cannot sail, so it shows how beneficial it is and how important it is that you should have this water of the ocean. So rather put all that water into the ship. Then what's going to happen? The ship and the passengers will all vanish. So we need the wealth of this world. We need the homes. We need our cars. We need the aeroplanes. We need everything. But don't allow the love of those things to come into the heart. Otherwise that heart will sink. And when that heart sinks, then the sukoon of that heart is gone. Dunya ke mashghalo mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe. Dunya ke mashghalo mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe. Wo sab ke saath reh ke bhi sab se juda rahe. In the occupation of this world, dunya ke mashghalo mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe. In his business, he was with Allah. In his home, he was with Allah. In his travel, he was with Allah. In the hotel, he was with Allah. In the aeroplane, he was with Allah. At the airports and the stations, he was with Allah. That means he was conscious of the fact that my Allah is watching me. I am Allah Ta'ala's banda. Jo karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se koi dekhta hai tujhe aasman se. At that time, this person, when he is tempted, then he says, na dekhenge, hargiz usko na dekhenge, jine dekhne se dosto, Rab mera naraz hota hai. رب میرا ناراض ہوتا ہے, then we're not going to do. So یہ چمن صحرا بھی ہوگا یہ خبر بلبل کو دو تاکہ سوچ کر زندگی اپنی قربان کرے. So before we give our life and our hearts to the material things of this world, then we must think that just as that flower will one day wither and fall and it will be separated, that fragrance will be gone, in the same way to whatever thing we are going to give our heart, one day either we will be separated from that beloved of ours or that beloved of ours will be separated from us. So give our hearts to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, fill it with the noor of iman and taqwa and yaqeen, and then see what kind of enjoyment Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives under all conditions. Conditions of poverty, conditions of sickness, conditions of good health, conditions of wealth and prosperity, whatever kind of condition, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will then give this person such kind of sukoon, such kind of sukoon, that the kings of the world do not know what that sukoon is all about. Because there is no such word as sukoon in the dictionary of those who disbelieve. There's no such word. They don't know what is sukoon. They will say, how can a person in difficulties and hardships and sickness and pain and suffering and poverty, how can he have sukoon in his heart? They can't understand it. It's impossible for them to understand. They can make research, but they will not find the solution. The solution we have in the Quran and in the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he give us, all of us, the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. And he give us such a bond with him, such a bond with him, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from him for a single moment. Allah ta'ala must be with us. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's muhabbat, the ocean of Allah ta'ala's muhabbat, our hearts must drown in that ocean. And it's not an impossible thing. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Sattar al-Quyub, Ghaffar al-Zunub, Allah, ہم گنہ گار, سیاہ کار, بدکار, مجرم اور خطا کار, سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, we acknowledge every sin of ours. We have distanced ourselves from you, my beloved Allah. You are so loving, so compassionate, so caring, so generous and so kind. You want to give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. Ya Allah, put your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our hearts. Give us so much of your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi she nahi. Jo tu mera, to sab mera. Falak mera, zameen. Become ours and make us yours. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night. Forgive the sins of our eyes, our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Ya Allah, bless us with complete shifa from our spiritual and physical ailments. We know that physical ailments sometimes can be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. Ya Allah, we know that weakness, poverty and many other things can be a mercy in disguise. But we are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we are not in the caliber of the awliya-i siddiqeen. We are most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. Hamare to bas guna maaf kar dijiye. Ya Allah, bless us with complete shifa from all sicknesses and ailments. Ya Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the difficulties. Those who are in search of marriage partners, Ya Allah, bless them with pious, righteous, compatible marriage partners. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Death is sure to visit us. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, popping drugs in our mouths for any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, my beloved Allah, without us deserving, take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Baqi. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Let it be the best day of our life. Let it be the day of our wisal with you, my Allah. Protect us and safeguard us from the azab of qabr, from the azab of hashar. Cause us to cross pull sirat like lightning and enter into jannat without any reckoning. In the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba-i kiram, tabi'in, tabi'a tabi'in, awliya of the ummah, wa mashayikh and ulama-i haq. Ya Allah, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us, how much he asked for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove the suffering, the pain, the difficulties and the hardships of the Muslims of Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Somalia, Sudan, all parts of the world. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Bless each and every one, Ya Allah, with the fulfillment of those good wishes and desires. And you are well aware of the hardship, the difficulty, the pain, the suffering, the tests and trials of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, with your ihsan, with your kindness, remove those sufferings, the pain, the difficulty. Hum jaise bhi hai, Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sadqe mein hamari duaon ko qubool kar le. Qubool kar le, mere Allah, qubool kar le. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.